Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
No further than we've come in the last two or three years is a witness. Right? It's a witness. Us having this place to start a church in and having it paid for now. It's a witness to God's goodness as to what kind of God He is. Because a lot of people have been told, oh, they believe in God, but they don't believe He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. They don't believe that He'll do all these kind of good things for you. They believe you just never know. Right? Because that's what they've been taught. Are you getting a hold of this now?
Yes.
This is not just for Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria. This is for you.
Yes.
It's for me.
Yes.
It's for all of us, right?
Yes.
What do you mean? Stuff. Houses. Lands. Stuff can declare the goodness of God in your life. Thank you, Lord. How many believe we can step up to a higher place? As a church, our facilities, our operations. How many are believing with me and Phyllis and all the staff and other family that have already seen it and the team leaders and teams that, like the Queen of Sheba, came in and saw how Solomon's stuff operated? How his tables were set. How his doorman and his footman and his ushers operated and moved in and out. And she saw the whole thing and it said it took her breath away. Why? She wasn't just impressed with him. Who gave him all this? Who did it? It's God. It's God. Are we believing together on this now? We're thankful for what God's done for us. But we're coming up. We want every bolt and every piece of wood and every blade of grass to glorify God. Glorify God. Until our whole life and everything about the church and the ministry and family is a witness. Witness to the goodness of God, the glory of God, the power of God. That people can look at us and our stuff and they go, God's a healer. He'll heal you. God's a provider. He'll make you rich. God's a protector. He'll take care of you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5, and I think I'm closing. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. If any man being the anointed one, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Don't even talk about them. I said, don't even talk about them. All the junk you used to do, don't even talk about it. Are y'all with me now? Why? It's passed away. And behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who's reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Who has this ministry? Everybody, the entire body of Christ. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. This word is a good word. This is the good news. Notice that God is not holding against people their sins. That He was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. And God's not, you know, it's a bad word. It's a wrong word. It's bad news to preach. God's mad at you. He's watching. He's going to get you. You sorry rascal. You sinner. You're going to hell. No, there is no sin problem. There is no sin problem. All the sins of all mankind that anybody has ever committed, are committing, or will ever commit have already been all laid on Jesus, and He paid for them. There is no sin problem. It's just a faith issue. Right? Will you believe Him? Will you receive what He's done for you? And so, there's the good news to proclaim, hey, God's not mad at you. Right? He's not against you. Yeah, but I do drugs. Yeah, but I sleep around. Yeah, but I've stolen money. Yeah, but I've lied. Yeah, but I've done so many bad things. Look at him and say, God's not mad at you. I had a fellow one time was helping me. I had hired him to do some things for me. And he was a professional, but I don't know that he claimed to be a believer. And I could tell that he was around me. And the more he was around me, he liked what he was seeing, but he just didn't feel like he fit. Because he's not used to being in church. He's used to, you know, partying and sinning. How many of there's good party and bad party? Bad party I'm talking about. And finally, one day I looked at him. We're in an elevator. We're doing a meeting and doing some things, and he was helping me, assisting me, and we're in an elevator. I looked at him. I said, you know there's nobody in hell for doing drugs? I said, did you know there's nobody in hell for adultery and fornication? He looked at me like, huh? I said, there's nobody in hell for lying, stealing. I said, people are in hell for not accepting Jesus. None of those sins would have put them there if they'd have believed in Him, because He's already paid for all of them. Right? Murder? There's nobody in hell just for murder. It wasn't their murder that sent them there. It was their refusal to accept Him and believe on Him. Right? And we got to get the good news out about the kingdom. God's not mad at you. He's not against you. I don't care what you've been, what you've done. Question is, will you accept Him? Will you accept what He's done for you? Will you believe? Will you receive? Then you can be, and really already are, reconciled to Him in Jesus. Oh, that's a good news report. That's good news. The next verse, what does it say? Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Who is? You is. Right? Who's an ambassador? What is an ambassador? An ambassador is a high-ranking official who is authorized to represent one kingdom to another. Do you remember? We're in this world, but not of this world. A fellow was preaching a while back and said he was in a place that was one of the most out of the country, in a place considered third world. I don't really like that term. That's what he called it. But poverty, terrible. He said, man, just garbage and filth and lack. And yeah, he said some of the most awful he'd ever seen. And the streets were just a sewer and nothing. And he came to this place and he looked, and there's this fence. And the more he got to looking, it went all the way around this huge place. And there's this beautiful green grass. And there's this huge mansion. And he thought, I mean, over here is filth and poverty. And he said, who lives there? They said, the ambassador to the U.S., the ambassador. Somebody said, well, they ought to do something for the poor people. They were. I said, they were. Oh, can you get this now? But just because you have more than somebody else does not mean you have to live in the poverty. You're not their source. See, this is one of the things we're getting into right now with some of the people squabbling about the government's response. The problem is, people shouldn't have been thinking the government was their source to begin with. Thank God for what the government can do. Thank God for this U.S. of A. Thank God, thank God, thank God. But this government's not our source. And the government doesn't need to try to act like they are the source and can take care of everything. They can't. They just can't. Oh, but think about it. He said, man, beautiful green grass, manicured lawn, mansion, big white mansion on the hill. Why? Now think about it. People are down here in filth. But up there in the big house, they're eating fine food. Why? Because their resources don't come from the country they're in. It's coming from the U.S. Their money, their stuff, that's why they're in it. But they're not living like everybody else. Oh, can you see this? That's what prosperity is all about in the kingdom of God. And that should be a witness. If people see that, they should think, well, I want to be a part of whatever y'all are part of. Right? I want to be a citizen of that kingdom. Because this kingdom's broke. This kingdom's sick and poor and going nowhere. I want to be part of y'all. Well, that's how it's supposed to be about the kingdom of God. Everybody right and left is supposed to be looking going, hey, it's sick and broke and sad and lost out here. And they look up on the hill and we're having a big time. Yeah. And they go, hey, I want to be a part of your kingdom. We say, you can be. You can be. In fact, that's who we are. Ambassadors. To this lost, curse-filled, dying world, we are ambassadors. We're from another kingdom. But we're ambassadors. Representatives to you. And we say in Christ's stead, if he was here in person, he'd tell you himself. But he sent us. And we're saying, be reconciled to God, for he's made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stand up on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Witness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402K. That's R1402K. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.